time for Al Van's Pet Link with Lisa Galdekas from the Al Van Humane Society in South Haven. Brought to you by Decadent Dogs, the ultimate collection for your canine kid in South Haven and Holland, decadentdogs.com. Good morning, Lisa.
Good morning.
Okay, so we have sister dogs this morning.
Juno and Akira.
And they're both on our website and also Facebook and Twitter pages, so check them out.
Yes, they're beautiful blue tick and red tick hounds, about 7 years old, owner surrender. They just weren't able to care for them anymore. We really think that they're a fairly bonded pair, so it would be ideal if they could go to a home together.
Sure.
They do lovely together. They're in the same. We have a big, large kennel space for them, and so they are together at the shelter. You know, we kind of describe them as like the odd couple. One is just kind of real mellow and easygoing, and then the other is just a little bit more feisty. And so they definitely have their own personalities, but love being with each other, love people, love other animals. They're probably one of our favorite pairs at the moment that our volunteers come and love to walk because they're just really good girls. So I know sometimes it's hard because, you know, people sometimes think like, I want a puppy or I want a young animal, and you know, 7 years old is really just middle age for a dog that's, you know, about 50 pounds. So they have a whole lot of life left in them, and it would be wonderful if people could come take a look at them and give them their forever home.
My fur baby was 7 years old when I rescued her, and she's now 14.
See,
So when I was at the Humane Society a couple of Saturdays ago, I was blown away by the not just the numbers but the variety.
We really do have
something for everybody.
There really is shape, size, color. Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
My granddaughter Callie was just sure she was taking a kitty home that day.
Well, speaking of kitties, tomorrow we are sponsoring our very first kitty yoga class at our community education center. It's funny, we talked about it at the board meeting last night, and one of our board members, Dave Meister, who you know well,
Pastor
shout
Dave.
Out to
yep.
Dave,
yep, yep.
Was like, could someone explain what that is? To me.
I'm hoping you'll explain it to me.
But it's truly just a yoga class and with, you know, by a yoga instructor, so you're doing yoga. But you have these adorable kittens, like, hanging out with you in the room, and sometimes they, like, climb up on you or just kind of sit on your belly while you're on the ground. And for people who love cats, it's really a wonderful opportunity to sort of get in touch with that side of your love for furry friends and feel good afterwards. So
cat yoga, kitty yoga.
It's tomorrow at 10 o'clock. Space is limited. It's $10 donation. So call the shelter today if you'd like to come. We've actually taken some of our kittens to other locations that do kitty yoga, and really it's been a huge hit.
Fabulous.
So come join us.
About to celebrate 50 years.
Yeah, hard to believe. 50 years a week from tomorrow.
Yeah.
We'll be at the South Haven Brew Pub from 3 to 5 on the 29th. And really, it's just an event to encourage and welcome the community who has supported us for the last 50 years to come out and share their stories, their rescue stories, their stories of maybe volunteering at the shelter or working at the shelter or just you know, coming in and seeing the animals and supporting us, bringing towels, whatever. We wouldn't be here without that support, and we just want to say thank you to the community. So come out so we can say thanks. We'll have some light hors d'oeuvres, and the South Haven Brew Pub has brewed a special beer for us for that occasion, and it will be named after one of our rescue pets. The people have submitted some stories, and the brewmaster will have selected a winner, so that'll be very fun.
Saturday the 29th at the South Haven Brew Pub.
Yeah, yeah. And then just a quick heads up, because the following weekend, that first weekend in October, we have just received word from the Bissell Pet Foundation that they are sponsoring Empty the Shelters on Saturday, October 6th. So we will have a free adoption event that day, which what that means for people who are listening and thinking about adopting is two things. One, if you've seen an animal at our shelter and you're like, oh, I really want, you know, Fluffy, don't wait. wait, because, you know, chances are on October 6th, the majority of our animals will be adopted.
Oh, fantastic.
So if you think you can't live without one of them, you should adopt them before October 6th.
Fantastic.
If you, otherwise someone may walk away with the pet that you want.
Okay.
And then it's always great to get pre-approved. So if you can fill out an application online, www.al-van.org, get pre-approved, you'll be in a much quicker line that day. It will just ease the process of adopting, since it will be a very busy day.
Okay.
You're just getting pre-approved to have an animal in your home. So then we'll help you that day figure out the best animal for you. And then the following day, on Sunday, October 7th, is the annual Blessings of the Animals at Church of the Epiphany. And that's at 4:30. And all animals are welcome. So it doesn't, you know, we're not talking
dogs and cats.
That's
a wonderful event.
It truly is a wonderful event.
Yeah, I've missed it the last couple of years because we've had something happening that day. But
yeah.
Hopefully not this year.
Right.
I'd love it.
I encourage everybody. Any type of pet. I mean, they've had horses and pigs.
Yeah, they have.
And geckos. And,
yep.
I mean, there's all sorts of things. It will happen rain or shine. So if it rains, we'll be inside. Otherwise, we're in the nice little courtyard.
Yeah.
So mark that on your calendar and come out and bring your pet.
All right. More on that to come. 637-5062, the phone number for the Alvan Humane Society.
Yep.
The intake is off 8th Avenue there.
Yep. 639-2242 is the number there.
And you can see all the animals right there on Blue Star Highway. It's a beautiful place.
Thanks.
I'm amazed
by
that place. And heartbroken a little bit, too, because, you know, as I left, I'm thinking, all these poor babies that need homes.
I know.
You know, so that's why I'm more determined to do this feature.
Excellent.
All right.
You make a difference, so
all
thanks.
Right. Well, thank you, dear. Lisa Galdakis from the Alvan Humane Society in South Haven, and we'll do it again next Friday here on Super Hits 103.7 Cozy FM.